This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado's U.S. House delegation is reacting along party lines to House Republican leadership's decision to start an impeachment inquiry against President Biden. CPR's Caitlin Kim has more.
Colorado Republican Ken Buck, who days earlier sounded skeptical over an impeachment, said Tuesday that opening an inquiry without a vote was a correct course of action, while Republican Lauren Boebert says she wants to see real teeth in this inquiry, otherwise she'll again try to force an impeachment vote.
I'm ready for a straight up and down vote on the floor, yes or no, impeach Joe Biden.
And
my vote is yes.
But Democrat Diana DeGette says there's no concrete evidence of any wrongdoing by Biden. Democrat Jason Crow described it as a scam, which is why, he said, leadership won't let the House vote on it. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Denver Mayor Mike Johnston plans to spend $48 million to get 1,000 unhoused people off of Denver's streets. Here's the mayor on the plan he calls House 1,000.
We can deliver success on that plan without cutting critical city services that we want to make sure to deliver throughout the course of helping unhoused neighbors and still making sure we're serving all the rest of the city well.
The money will fund hotel purchases, pallet home communities, and rapid rehousing. Colorado's first ever Michelin Guide is here. The travel guide highlights what several cities across the state have to offer in food, drinks, and hotels. Five restaurants got a Michelin star, a coveted stamp of approval in the culinary world. One of those restaurants is Bruto in downtown Denver. Michael Diaz de Leon is the head chef.
7 years ago, I was flipping burgers and making wings. And now we're on the biggest stage in the world. And as a person of color, as a Latino, as a Mexican, American, this is a dream come true, man.
Five Colorado restaurants were awarded one Michelin star each, and you can find the full list at denverwrite.com. Downtown Colorado Springs was expecting full power back this morning. An underground fire knocked out power for much of the area early Monday. People saw flames coming out of manhole covers. It is believed that a failure in underground power lines led to the fire. This is CPR News.